Yesterday on All Things Considered, you heard about how a drug maker is enlisting lawmakers to recommend its opioid treatment over others. Julio Ochoa reports that there is a Florida connection, too.
Alkermes, which makes the opioid treatment Vivitrol, found success promoting the drug in Florida. Last year, the company gave $50,000 to Senate President Joe Negron. He was instrumental in securing $10.5 million for Vivitrol's use in the state's criminal justice system and in treatment facilities. Mary Lynn Ulrey is CEO of DACO, a treatment facility in the Tampa Bay area. She was surprised to see funding for the drug after the House had removed it.
I've never seen the head of the Senate so keyed up on doing something for addictions before, except that he really loved this Vivitrol idea.
Still, Ulrey says she's happy to get any funding for addiction treatment, including Vivitrol, which works well for some patients. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa.